Article 32, the Belgian Confession. And once again, the confessions are just documents we have that have been in place for around 500 years that summarize the teaching of God's word on various topics. And this topic is the order and discipline of the church. And this is our confession based upon the teaching of God's word. We also believe that although it is useful and good for those who govern the churches to establish and set up a certain order amongst themselves for maintaining the body of the church, they ought always to guard against deviating from what Christ, our only master, has ordained for us. Therefore, we reject all human innovations and all laws imposed on us in our worship of God, which bind and force our consciences in any way. So we accept only what is proper to maintain harmony and unity and to keep all in obedience to God. To that end, excommunication with all it involves, according to the word of God, is required. And that's an article that has been standing in our confessions for around 500 years, helping us understand the government of the church. And then we'll turn also this time to Romans 14. If you have Bibles, please open them up with me. Romans 14, let's give our attention to the reading of God's word. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to